Today on Real Radio.
Anybody can get anybody pregnant. That doesn't make you a parent. Did you hear that? It does not make you a parent. A parent is what you choose to do. Parenting is such a spiritual, God-ordained event, as we will see in the Bible, that, listen, it doesn't matter if you biologically produce a child or you adopt a child. The issue is parenting.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible, a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in how to live in an unbelieving world. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a study called Being a Christian While Being a Parent.
A Christian parent looks just like any other parent. They look the same as any other parent, but there's something different about a Christian parent, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. If we are Christians, what does that really do? How does that really translate in life to our children? And you might say tonight, well, Jack, I'm not in that place right now. I'm single. Parenting is the furthest thing from my mind. I understand that, but stay tuned this evening because every one of us, listen, every one of us have been affected by parenting. Every one of us tonight, we're children of someone, are we not? And tonight matters, even if you're young and you're single and you're free and it's just the last thing from your mind, you're thinking, what did I come here tonight for? Well, listen, there's stuff in here for you, and there's stuff in here for us who are even older. Our kids are older now, and you're wondering, well, I'm a grandpa now. What does it matter now? I mean, I'm not, but maybe you might be. And you're saying, you know, what's that all about? You know what? It matters, and you're going to see why in a moment as we get into the study, being a Christian and being a parent. And I'm going to be kind of direct tonight because I are one. That is, I am a parent, and I had parents. And I'm looking around here, and every one of you had parents, too, to some degree. Some of you, maybe possibly, was an orphan of some sorts, and you were brought up maybe from foster home to foster home. I don't know. But you did receive some sort of parental guidance somehow, somewhere. How does that translate into our lives tonight, and where was God in all that stuff? We want to ask the question tonight. If I was brought up in a rotten, terrible, abusive home, where was God in all that stuff? And we're going to look at these things tonight. And if we don't get to it tonight, we'll pick it up next week together. Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9, down to verse 14, it is our theme, and it is this. Paul the Apostle says to the church at Colossae, he says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His," that is God's will. What an awesome thing that you would know God's will for your life. "And," look, "in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in this, in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Verse 11, "strengthened with all might according to His glorious power." That is, that God's power is what we rely upon. "For all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us," that is, God's done the saving, we follow Him, "to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness," that's hell, "in death and the grave, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood," that is, Jesus died for us on the cross, and this is what it resulted in, "the forgiveness of sins. And so tonight, as we look at this topic about being a Christian and a parent, I first want to say a couple of things before we get to the first point. Listen carefully. Parenting and being a parent, in my opinion, has no match or equal in human life. And let me explain what I mean by that. You can be the wealthiest person tonight in the world. You can be the most powerful person tonight in the world. You can be the most beautiful person tonight in the world. And none of that, what the world says, is the pinnacle of having everything. What if you are the most beautiful, richest, powerful person in the world, all wrapped up into one person? Guess what? It does not translate into being a successful parent. You could be the Donald Trump of the economic world or the investment world, or whoever is the top model, or whoever is the whatever. And listen, whoever and whatever you and I are tonight, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are successful at parenting if we are successful at making money or successful at being a corporate tycoon or whatever it is. We've got to understand something. I believe that parenting, there's no equal to it in all of the world. Because you might be able to run a nation, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to raise a child. And this is a big deal. I'm going to be passionate about this topic because you know what? And I didn't make this statement up. I'm stealing it from those of the past. But as the family goes, so goes the what? The nation. How do you know what tomorrow's America or world will look like? Just look at today's family. And that's a scary thought. 50% of America's families are broken. They're divided and split up. And we'll talk about those things in future studies, but I just want to stress the fact that these are issues that we can take that our world says is successful and wonderful and fantastic, and it doesn't translate into being a successful parent. And what does it mean to be a successful parent anyway? And let me say this before we get started. Biologically, children happen. You know what I mean? Biologically, children happen. And I'm not talking tonight about creating a human being in the sense of, you know, oh, I've made a child. What is that? It seems like young people, they can almost bump elbows and they get pregnant. I'm not talking about fathering a child in the sense of passing on some DNA. I'm not talking about getting someone pregnant that makes you a parent. I mean, it's almost safe to say anybody can get anybody pregnant. That doesn't make you a parent. Did you hear that? It does not make you a parent. A parent is what you choose to do. You can father a child or you can labor and give birth to a child. That doesn't make you a parent. In fact, while I'm on that topic, how about this? Parenting is such a spiritual, God-ordained event, as we will see in the Bible, that, listen, it doesn't matter if you biologically produce a child or you adopt a child. The issue is parenting. Those of us who are Christians, what does the Bible say? We have been adopted into the family of God. Does He not parent us? Absolutely. Have you been adopted or have you been brought forth through normal biological means, raised in what would be called a normal family? Listen, parenting is something that we as people need to consult God's word because, listen, just like the definition of marriage, God defines it in the Bible, parenting is defined in the Bible. And a lot of people don't know the first thing about parenting. And the tremendous thing is babies come out. Or you adopt a baby and they don't have instructions tied to their leg like a good old lawnmower does. I can go to Home Depot and get a weed whacker and it's got all the instructions on there. But a baby comes out, the most advanced thing in the universe, and it's got no instructions. Where do you start this thing? Or where do you plug it up? You know, what is this? The answer's right here. If we'll look and if we'll listen. But biologically, it's true, children happen, but spiritually is what we're going to focus on. Spiritually, children are made. Spiritually. And I'm talking about the development of a human being, not just the making of one in the sense of creating, in the sense of procreation. But I'm talking about tonight, as we look at parenting, the imparting, the infusing, the development of an infant. Listen, from a toddler to a child, from a child to an adult. This is a very serious thing, because somewhere along the line, so much in our culture, people barely make adulthood status. Though they get older, all right, but they've lost the skills, or they were never given the skills of what a home ought to be like. How should you be loved as a child? And how should a parent love? And I like to put it this way concerning our relationship with God and with our children or with our parents, that Jesus Christ radicalized man's relationship with God when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, you guys, we don't even get it. We don't scarcely even begin to see what Jesus did when he shook the world by making this announcement. In Matthew 6, 9, Jesus says, therefore, when you pray, pray what? Our Father. You guys, that shakes the world. And it shook the world then. Jesus was saying, when you pray, talk to God. He's your Father. No one had ever said that before. Jesus reveals the heart of God to us, and what is it? The heart of a father. God wants you to know him as a father. And then Paul repeats it to the church at Rome, to all those Italians. He wrote in Romans 1:7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father. God wants you to see him as he is, your father. 1 Corinthians 1:3, Paul spoke to the Greeks, and he said, grace to you and peace from God our Father. So listen, every one of us tonight, let's be honest, let's be transparent and real. The moment you hear the word parent or father or mother, all of these thoughts or a kaleidoscope of pictures or emotions might begin to go in our minds. Some maybe tonight have had awesome upbringings, and you, in fact, have raised your children in a wonderful way. But not all people can say that. But the great thing is, tonight, if we let God be God, we are Christians first, and the Lord will instruct us as to how to be parents. And you might say tonight, Jack, I have already crashed my family. I've ruined my home. I don't even want to hear about this topic. But wait. There's great hope. If you're thinking tonight you have completely failed as a parent, I'm going to ask you to just hang on and wait. Because God will even use that to the glory of his name and to the healing of your heart and to the blessing of your family, no matter where they may be tonight. It's an important thing. Jot it down. Number one, there's 10 points. I don't know how far we'll get. I'll make you no promises. But do jot it down. This is important to us. Point number one about being a Christian and being a parent in this day and age. Number one, a Christian parent prays for the wisdom of God. Listen, how many parents do we have here in the church? Raise your hand tonight. A lot of parents. Listen, if you've been a Christian and you haven't been much for prayer, one of the most fantastic motivators for prayer is to have a kid. I'm telling you, they will teach you more about God and more about yourself. I mean, it's just amazing. But God says, I want you to pray, and praying, we pray down the wisdom of God upon the relationship of this new child or these children in our lives. And as parents, we are developing the future of our children, and we need to pray. Please hear me. None of us have been given the skills in and of ourselves to produce kids that just walk on water and glow in the dark and all this stuff. It's going to take prayer. God wants us to pray. The Bible says in James 1, verse 5, if any one of us lacks wisdom, hello, that's us, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So we want to ask God. And a Christian parent, what makes a Christian parent different than a non-Christian parent? The Christian parent realizes, this kid has been given to me by God, and I need to pray for this child. You see, Jack, my child is 35 years old. Pray for him or her. Never stop praying for them. Will you not always be their parent? Yes. Then always pray for them. Pray for them. And they need prayer. And so we pray. In fact, we read just a moment ago in Colossians 1:9, Paul says, "For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we do not cease to pray for you." And shouldn't that first apply to our own family? Church, listen, I don't care if you belong to a prayer group, a prayer club, a prayer team. I don't care if you're on the prayer chain. If you are not praying for your children, mom and dad, then what in the world are you doing? Pray for your kids first, and then pray for other people. Your kids need prayer. Hey, when's the last time you visited a school campus? If you need a little bit of oomph about praying for your kid, go to a college campus. Go to a high school campus, and look what's going on. You'll be encouraged to pray. Just life itself. I can barely deal with the commercials that are in between the news programs I'm watching. Our kids are being bombarded constantly by stuff. The Christian parent wants to pray for the wisdom of God in raising up this child. We want to pray for them. A great verse, you know this verse, it's my life verse. It's Jeremiah 29:11. Pray this prayer. In fact, you see, Pastor, I would love to pray for my kid. I don't know how. This is how. Are you ready? In fact, look at that. Watch it. Looks like your kid wrote it, even on the screen there. Check this out. This is how you pray. Lord, I'm bringing Junior up before you right now, or Little Miss America up before you right now. Father, I'm praying for my child. I'm asking you, Lord, I'm asking you to take Jeremiah 29:11 and make it their life, Father. And I pray this, for it says there that you know the thoughts that you think toward my kid, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give them a future and a hope. And you pray, Lord, I'm asking you to fulfill that prayer in my child's life. Pray like that. Job was an amazing man of God. You know Job? The poor. Whenever you hear the name Job, what do you think about instantly? Exactly. Pain and suffering. Poor guy. The guy was an awesome man of God. He was incredibly wealthy, was the most wealthiest man of the East, it says. Very, very bright, super blessed, loved God. And listen to this, Job chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "And so it was when Job's children had ended their days of feasting and partying," that doesn't mean they're doing anything bad, they were just celebrating, "that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning," listen, dad, listen, mom, "and offer a burnt offering according to the number of all of them." He had 10 kids total. "For Job said, it may be that they have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did on a regular basis. He did this regularly. What an awesome dad. What an awesome parent. Praying for his kid. When a child knows that his parents or his parent is praying for him or her, that does wonders for them. It's an encouragement. It's a great thing. Point number two tonight, being a Christian while being a parent, this is what we want to do. A Christian parent searches out God's word. Man, I need to find out what God's word says about kids and what to do about it. As parents, we are developing, listen, God's plan for our children. That is, let me put it to you this way. We are not engineering God's plan for our children, but God will use us in the bringing about of God's plan for our kids' life. And where's that found but in the Bible? How valuable, listen, any kids in here, any young people, how valuable are you? So valuable that God has revealed the plan for your life in the Bible. And as a parent is to find out what that is for your life. And a parent is to direct you in that course. Now, this is maybe not make any sense to you, but it does to me. Searching out God's word and finding God's plan for your child's life, I believe is easier than what we think. We often make things so difficult. We're really good at that. We make things sometimes so unattainable and so tough. And does not God know us? Does he not know how frail we are? He knows how frail we are. I think the Lord wants to make it easy. And let me tell you something, and I mean this. If you have little ones, and I don't, you know, what's a little one today? I'm gonna say like 5 years of age and under. How about that? So check this out. How do I search out God's word and instill a plan in their heart to see what God wants for their lives. You know what? Go to Genesis 1:1 with your kids. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And Lisa and I, we want to make sure that tonight we confess to you that we have not been the perfect parents. Ask our kids. Ask them. They go here. Ask them. But we've tried really hard, but we have failed. But we've tried really hard, and we keep trying, and we keep failing. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect children. Keeping that in mind, I'll share with you some things that may or may not bless you. But if you've got a little one, or you've got some little ones on the way, my thought is this. If I can take my kid to Genesis 1:1 and unfurl the first page of the Bible to them, this is how it looked to my kids, our kids, growing up in our house. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know what we did? And we have pictures of this. We looked at Genesis 1:1, and then we would go down to the video store back in those days. There was those big videos, cassettes, and you put them in, and we would rent videos on nature. America. What's Wild America, and who's that other guy? The old man, Mutual of Omaha. Remember that guy, Marlon Perkins, or whatever his name is? And he's, you know, wrestling an alligator, or whatever the thing is. And we would have this stuff, and we would go, look at this. Look what God made. Look what God did that. Look at that funny thing. That's a koala bear. God made the koala bear. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then we would take our kids outside. We did this all their life. My daughters often, you ask them still, they're old people now. And I'll say, come outside. Look at this. I'll still do it. I want them to see either the funny bug that's under that rock, or look at the sky. Look at that. There goes a satellite. Or look at that. That's Jupiter. Why is that important? It absolutely reveals to a child, and the parent's been given that authority. Mom and dad, you have been given an authority that when you tell your kid, listen, look at that. God made that little guy. Look, and when you touch him, he rolls up in a little ball, and you can scoot him along like this. And then watch, just wait a minute. He'll come out. When he thinks it's safe, he'll come out. Oh, look, there he goes. He looks just like a Volkswagen, little beetle, little bug. Look, there he goes. And when you get, listen, go home and get on your hands and knees with your kids. With the Bible open, I'm dead serious. I am not joking. Do this, get it out there, and take Genesis 1:1 and open it up, and then take, all you have to do is open a, pick up a rock. There's a lot of stuff under a rock that will flip your kids out. Bugs, worms. Whoa, what's that? God made that. And they go, ooh, wow. And then you tell them, is that amazing? Yep. Do you think God can take care of you? Yep. Do you think God made you? Yep.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California, in a presentation called Being a Christian While Being a Parent. It's part of a series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a series our teacher recently delivered, and it's now available for purchase on either CD or DVD. Visit us at realradioactive.org to find out more. You can read about it right there on the homepage, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, you might also want to click on the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on television and the internet, and we invite you to see that as well. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.